Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Be back with you, Cleaning Nation. Not only that, today we are going to cover something near and dear to my heart, and I know it's near and dear to your heart as a community. We're going to talk about not just how to hire, right? That's important to have systems and processes, and we go over that sometimes, but today we're going to talk about how to hire the right people for your company. The problem is you can hire people, we found you can hire people that turns out they're more trouble than they're worth, right? The turnover is high. They're expensive to find. They're good for a little bit. Then they quit. They don't show up. They do all manner of crazy things. And we are going to talk about exactly how to get over that today. Christina Jocelyn in the house, actually on the call live. If all of you guys want to join us live, what's up, TJ? Everyone listening to the recording, if you want to join us live, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I think you can join us on the Facebook group, get notifications, all that good stuff. I know the most of you guys listen to the recorded broadcast, but it is so much more fun here with the live energy. Would love to have you. So again, today we're going to talk about the issue of you can hire people, but they end up being more trouble than they're worth. And we're going to talk about how to hire the right people for your cleaning company. So let's dive in. The cost that many of you guys, hey, Evie Lindzen, one of our elite members. Really good to see you, young lady. The problem is when we don't know how to hire the right people, you won't hire at all, right? Because that's the, hey, Richard Heflin, we got a lots of Cleaning Nation in the house that always makes my, cleaning elite members in the house that always makes my day. The problem is we kind of go, if we can't hire the right people, we'll just stop hiring altogether. And you guys know as well as I do, if we stop hiring altogether, that looks suspicious, like a dead business, or even worse, a cleaning job for you, right? Where you're doing all the work. So we're going to talk about how to not only hire, but hire the right people. The big thing that we're going to start with is this belief that, oh, I don't need an interview or an onboarding process. I'll just throw, wait until everything turns into emergency. I'll throw a bunch of effort against the wall and see what sticks. That is tough, right? So a couple things are tough. One, it's mentally tough because what happens is we put off hiring to the last very moment, which means putting up with people that shouldn't be there longer than they should. We're going to talk about that. It means, we just kind of stick our head in the sand until we desperately need to hire, and then we try and go hire right away. And we do so without a process. So the process is I'm just going to work really hard and really frantically and do nothing else until I get this done, which aside from not being super effective is not a way to live, right? It's not super fun. The reality is you're certainly going to be perfect, right? So if anyone, it's kind of good news, bad news. The good news is you can improve your odds a ton. We're never going to be perfect, but I think really if we set our expectations up, we can have a system and a process that's always going to have enough, more than enough quality leads or quality employees that we ever need. And you'll be happy with that. That's great. And then we're just okay with sometimes we won't hire the right person, or we'll hire the right person that starts off right and then turns out later to have something bad go in their life and becomes the wrong person. So we really want to set our expectations with if you have a system and a process, you can have more of the good people coming in than you can ever hire or need. So when weird, crazy things do happen, it doesn't just kink the whole thing. Christina says having a process makes things so much less stressful. You are absolutely right, sister. Aside from being more effective and really just working and making more money, the lifestyle of just knowing I have got the people I need, I have a system that works, and not just a system, but a system that hires the right people, not just the next warm body. Another thing people go through when they, kind of excuses they make, and this is so much stuff when people don't want to do the work or really figure out how to grow and they let their fear take advantage, they'll start saying crazy stuff that's just not true. Like, you just can't tell if an employee is going to be good in the hiring process or the interview process. The reality is you can absolutely implement a system that, first of all, doesn't even attract the wrong people. Right there, they'll be kind of put off by your ad right off the bat. It will not just attract the right people, it will attract them in such a way where they're really, really excited to come. So they're not just coming like another crappy job interview, they're really excited. On top of that, if they do sneak in, you can have systems and processes, certainly core values based systems and processes, that's going to cause the wrong people to kind of wander off or get fired very quickly or just feel like the odd man or woman out. And then the cool thing is, once you've got a system in place, you've got many good people at the door waiting for them. Jason says, amen. It's liberating to have a process, and is the liberating process we have implemented so far. Jason Johnson, absolutely correct. They have got a great company up in Alaska, great culture, and they're just doing it right. All right, so I'm just trying to think of all the excuses we come up with, because really most of the problems with this is in our head about the beliefs that we have in terms of the system won't work. I don't have to kind of be ready. I can hire whenever I need. I need to hire cleaners with experience, right? If they don't have experience, it's not going to work, blah, 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 blah. The reality is what they do, cleaning, is super easy to teach, right? A lot of us try and make it harder than it is. But we want to feel special by like, oh, I know how to clean. I'm really good at cleaning. I'm better at cleaning. So it kind of hurts our feelings or makes us feel exposed. When the reality of, hey, cleaning is just not that tricky, right? I owned a ServiceMaster franchise and we were there for 2 weeks. 1 week was total about business management. In one week, they taught us not only how to clean, but how to do strip and wax floors, burnish, all that good stuff. And if they can do it, we can do it, which kind of sucks. If like, well, I've spent 20 years getting good at this thing that I could have gotten done maybe in a couple of days. Or we can look at it as an encouragement of, hey, I don't need to find people that are quote unquote expert cleaners, right? That's tough. Cause if there really is an expertise like brain surgery, those people that are very good at that tend to come at a premium, and they can be very hard to keep and maintain. The good news is why they do it. So the, what you want them to do, the cleaning, I can teach anybody that's, you know, able-bodied and mentally able to clean. And so can you. But the why they do it, the values and beliefs that they bring to the table when they come up, that's impossible to teach, right? If you're dealing with someone that's not honest, trying to teach them to be honest is a fool's errand. It's not possible. So if we hire people that have the beliefs and values that we value, we're going to be happy. We can teach them to clean. However, if we find an expert, quote unquote, cleaner that's the fastest, best cleaner in the West, but they don't value what you value, you're constantly going to be driving them nuts and vice versa. Evelyn says, after today, we needed this live training. So glad you're here, sister. We get that a lot, and it brings joy to my heart to really serve you guys in Cleaning Nation and help folks that are, when you're winning and kicking butt and growing and proud, we are there to be with you. When you're having a tough time, we're there to get you through it. Evie Lynn, I know you're part of the elite group, so feel free to open help ticket, sister. I'll be there for you. All right. The other thing is, we kind of feel like, and this is even when people don't communicate, I know there's so many out there going, well, if I hire employees, they're going to lie and cheat and steal, and they're going to cost me my business in the end, right? And we just have that fear. And a lot of times, not even a real fear that that's happened to us. It's like, oh, I heard of a guy that once had an employee lie or cheat or steal. And the reality of the situation is, if you hire the wrong employees and you don't have a system to onboard and train and inspire them, they absolutely may lie and cheat and steal and make your life miserable. Believe it or not, it is overcomable, right? Even if we deal with that, and that happens periodically, it's not something fun. We don't like it, but I would still rather have employees that sometimes do crazy things that could come in and fix it than no employees and I'm cleaning 24/7, right? So that's the reality. And the other reality is, if you hire the right employees and you've got a system to onboard and train and inspire them, you will find almost never do they do crazy things. They'll make mistakes. They won't show up. I'm not saying they're going to be perfect, but they're not going to do crazy things like lie, cheat, and steal. Believe it or not, and this is a scary thought, I coach my folks to internalize that, right? If an employee lies or cheats or steals, very easy to point and go, that guy, he's such a jerk and he's a dirtbag and blah, 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 blah. And the reality is, you're the guy that hired him. You're the guy that trained him. You're the guy that kept letting him come in day after day after day. And if you're really honest with yourself, you could probably look back and more times than not, you will have seen some sort of a red flag or a yellow flag, right? So we always want to take responsibility we have to upgrade our system, our process, our onboarding and maintenance problem or process to keep people engaged. Always look to that, right? Because it's easy to go, that guy's a dirtbag and he sucks, and then just move on. It's harder to go, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to top grade my staff, my systems, my processes, and do better. All right. So again, kind of like we talked about before, if a cleaner is a great cleaner and shows up on time, but they're not a core values match, a lot of times you think, I'll hire that guy, right? She's a great cleaner. She shows up all the time. I know that they kind of believe this and I believe that, blah, 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 but they're going to be good. The reality is, most of the time it'll bite you in the butt immediately. When it doesn't bite you in the butt immediately, it'll just bite you in the butt later. But it's always the butt will be bitten. There's no getting around that. The reality is, not only will they make you crazy, allowing them to stay a bad core values match, even if they're a great cleaner and they're fast and they always show up. And it's funny, by the way, when they're not a core values match, almost never do they show up on time every time. Just saying, when they are a core values match, even if they struggle with the cleaning piece of it, they almost always show up on time every time. But let's just say in this magical world, you've got a perfect cleaner that shows up on time every time. He's just not a values match, or she's not a values match. The reality is, not only are they going to make you crazy, when you allow them to stay, you're going to teach the other employees that you don't value their values, right? That you, or even worse, you don't value your own values, right? If we're doing this right, we're teaching people, because again, trust me, you guys know as well as I do, your employees can get a crappy $12 an hour job anywhere they please. It's just not a big deal. We don't want to get in the pricing. Well, I'll pay 13, I'll pay 14, I'll pay, because you can go to 20 bucks an hour, you're still not going to get great employees, believe it or not, or certainly not great cleaners. The reality is what we want to do is create an experience, create a community, create a family. And the way we do that is with shared values. And as soon as you let someone in the fold that doesn't share your values, this works really bad with salespeople. Because it's one thing to have a cleaner and we go, well, he's not a values match, easy to let him go. But you get a salesperson that's just a rock star and bringing a ton of revenue. But maybe part of the reason they're so good is they'll do a little dishonesty. They play a little in the gray area. It can be tough. So whether it's cleaners or salespeople, we always got to make sure their core values match. Don't fall for the fool's game of, I'm going to keep this person that seems good, even though they're not a core values match. TJ says, cleaning is easy to teach, although I used to think any idiot could work at McDonald's. Then I found out there's some idiots that can't even do that. That's where a hiring system comes in place. That's so cool. Or that's so correct. Kira says, I keep getting crappy people. Gosh, I'm so glad that you shared that, Kira. I got to tell you, the good news is, so the bad news is there are some crappy people out there. The good or bad news, depending on how you look at it, is the systems and processes that you've done, the way that you, what you've done to put out in the universe to attract people and keep people, is what's attracting them. So they've done research where you can, if you find a woman who's prone to be in abusive relationships and you find a man who is prone to be abusive in relationships, and you put these two human beings in a room of 100 people, they will seek each other out. They're putting off energy to attract that kind of a person. And that's kind of a statistically proven thing. I'm sure there's been research done. I haven't done it, but that is absolutely the case in owners of cleaning companies or any companies. When you put out a drama vibe, or again, it is your core values, you're always going to attract people that exhibit the value, that are attracted to the values that you exhibit. So you want to make sure you're clear on your values. They're positive values. You're sharing them. You're attracting the right people. So the scary part is when you keep getting crappy people, it's because of what you're doing. The encouraging part is when you keep getting crappy people, it's because of what you're doing. That means you can change it. So very, very common for people to think that. And again, I want to encourage you that we can do this. We can take some ownership of that. So what's another thing we've got to get over? Oh yeah. Here's another one that people miss. So hopefully what you're getting when you're like, okay, how do I hire, get to the point, how do I hire the right people for my cleaning company? The answer is we are going to hire based on core values, not on skill. And that is going to be a hard and fast rule. So the one way that I've seen my students go wrong with this is they go, oh, if I just talk about core values in my hiring ad, that'll solve the problem. That'll magically do everything. The reality is you can't bait and switch your people, if that makes sense. You've got to live your core values in every phase of your company. So globally, that goes in the client attraction process, on your website, on your employee attraction process, your onboarding, all the ongoing engagement with your vendors at home. You need to live your core values all the time. What that looks like with the employees is if you have a hiring ad, and that's part of the things that we teach, is to have a core values-based hiring. And say you've got the perfect core values-based hiring ad that really, when you do it right, the people that don't share your core values are going to, they're just never going to respond to it, which is perfect. And the people that do share your core values aren't just going to respond. They're going to be really excited when they respond, which is great. But if you don't follow through on the promise that you gave in the hiring ad, and when they the next step in the process, because we're going to have a hiring system and hiring process, you, like, say for me, it's have fun, right? So if you were on this Facebook Live, you're listening to this podcast or watching a video, you're like, wow, that seems super fun. And then you came into the coaching program and I was like, okay, open to page 103 of your textbooks. We are going to cover. You guys would be pissed, right? Because it's not who I am. So you've got, or not what you signed up for. So you've got to make sure that the core values are throughout the process. When you put out the ad, all interactions you have with them, and hopefully you're having at least a 2 or 3 step hiring process. So all the face-to-face interviews, all the automated, whether it's an email or a text or however you're doing it. Once you hire them, the onboarding process to get them from brand new to knowing your systems and processes and how you want everything done. If all those aren't done according to your core values, you bait and switched, right? They kind of, you have this hiring ad, they're super excited. They come for this one thing. And then you give something else, and that's never going to work. So it's really important that we never bait and switch. The biggest compliment I get when I meet, you know, my Millionaire Mastermind folks at events, or just anytime I meet Cleaning Nation when I go to speak somewhere, is, oh my gosh, you're exactly the same way as you are on the podcast or on the videos. And that's exactly right. So it's really because I'm living by my core values. And guess what? These core values, I'm sure put off a lot of people. A lot of people, he's loud, he's arrogant, he's brash, he's whatever. I'm sure there's plenty of good things or bad things people don't like. But the good thing is, even if I could figure out what they didn't like and try and change it, they're going to know sooner than later that that's not me. And the cool thing is the people that are attracted to kind of who I am and what I do, both employees and customers, and you know, hopefully most of the people listening here, they go, oh, the guy's real. That's what I want. So I would much rather you guys are who you are. You're able to articulate your core values. You not only attract that in the customers, but certainly the employees. So the people that come are like, I want to be a part of this community. I believe what they believe. I'm in a group of like-minded people. And it's not just the money, because I can get the money anywhere else. It's the community and it's the group, the, you know, I'm kind of an alliance of other people that I care about and they're important to me. TJ says, you find what you're expecting and or what you're willing to tolerate. That is exactly right. Be careful your internal dialogue. That's a whole different topic, but I'm going to hit it really quick. When we start saying and thinking things like employees suck, they all lie, cheat, and steal, they're all out for their own good, not one of them's any good. Guess who shows up? Those people, the universe will provide what you demand. When you start going, I'm sure there's amazing people out there. The system I use may not have attracted them, but I'm just going to use another system. And there's great people that are dying to work. And I can't wait to make this new friend and be able to pour into their lives. And it's going to be amazing. You'd be shocked at how that changes, not just your internal dialogue, but the universe around you. So really, really great point, TJ. The good news is once you get this, employees move from being this massive source of stress, this constant, God bless it, I've got to do this. And I've got to, it's a headache and I hate it. And I'll do it when I have to an opportunity to live the life that you want with the people that you want, right? I really think that wealth is not just being able to do what you want, when you want, but be able to do it with whom you want. And if we're going to spend all this time working and building this amazing business and this vision we see so clearly in our head, what good is it if we do it surrounded by a bunch of knuckleheads who don't love and respect or care about what we're trying to do? And we don't really enjoy being with them, where they're just a tool to get this thing done, right? And make me money. That's a tough way to go. So the good news is once you get this figured out, it moves just from like, okay, it's not like, well, I used to have an employee problem and I couldn't hire the right employees and boom, I've solved that problem. I now hire the right employees. Great. It actually goes a big step beyond that and goes to, I actually am hiring people and building a team that I care about and I love and I want to spend time with and they care about each other and I'm really enriching lives outside of cleaning or making a paycheck. So if this is scratching where you're itching, like, holy crap, how do I really take the next step to do this? Go right now to growmycleaningcompany.com. And check out our complimentary on-demand training. It's right at the top of the website and figure out, we go through the five shifts of how to take control of your business, attract the employees that you want, build the systems and processes that you need that you've been talking about. Go there. We've got hundreds and hundreds of podcasts and blogs and YouTube videos, but start with the on-demand training right at the top. It's got my dopey face right there. Sign up for it right now. It's totally complimentary. Can't wait to serve you guys. Yeah, great. Awesome to hear from you. We'll see you next time, Clean Nation.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.